In my early conversations with Greta, she wanted to explore what we would hear in Barbie Land, because nothing is alive. It's mostly an interior world. But it's important to Greta that things sound pleasant and inviting. And one of the first things that she mentioned is that everything in Barbie Land needs to feel authentically artificial.
And she just gave me like a whole lowdown of Barbie Land and the plastic void, hush stage noises, and then the real world to be very crazy and very, very different sounding. A lot of tricky costumes and 1950s musical vibe.
Trying to use literal sounds and manipulate them in a way that they might sound sort of toy-like and fit in the world of Barbie. And just what does Barbie Land sound like?
The sound of Barbie Land is artificial and perfect, but sounding pleasant. In contrast, you know, for the real world, she wanted it to be greedy and messy. Everything is carefully selected and crafted.
Next minute, we're on set. You look at the big, big dream houses and you go, wow, they are tall and they are open. And how are we going to boom these?
The opening track was fun. This is the first time we see Barbie Land. Obviously, we're going through the clouds and coming down to the dream house. We had to establish the world of Barbie Land, but we had to be really protective as well about the song and what's going on.
Because most of the Barbie film has a lot of dialogue and music driven, and a lot of the songs are original songs written specific to each scene.
There's some back and forth with the voiceover and what Lizzo's saying, and she's then sometimes commenting on what Barbie's doing.
What you wearing? Dress or suit, either way that power looks so good on you. Hey Barbie, I like your style. If that was really a mirror, you see a perfect smile.
There's a lot of interplay between the song's vocals and the clever dialogue. Say, for example, Barbie opens a fridge in the Barbie house. We wanted to feel a waft of like cool air would come out from the fridge, so we added like a female exhale, like a kind of sound.
When we first established Barbie Land, the Barbies are in control, and the vibe and the tone of Barbie Land is playful and polite and pleasant. You hear the different Barbies going through their routines in the morning, like dropping off the mail and delivering a milk. With the sound effects and the environment sounds, we had to pick and choose our areas and pick little things to highlight and which sounds would work. And those things are great spotted effects that can kind of poke through and set a tone.
Some of the bird chirps that you may hear, they are actually not recordings of real birds. They are actually sounds that we emulated. We blew into this water-filled clay whistle, emulated this bird chirps that brings to mind like these old Disney classic animation.
Are you okay?
Barbie has a great day every day, but Ken only has a great day if Barbie looks at him.
It really looked like an actual beach, you know, the ripples in the sand.
We've got almost canned loop sounds of waves crashing and seagulls, and we recorded two layers of footsteps. Like, one was a harder plastic sound and one was like a sand.
There were so many Kens and Barbies that day, so all together I had 18 radio mics. All in all, the whole sequence took almost a week to shoot.
Hi Barbie!
Hi Ken!
Hi Barbie!
Hi Barbie!
Hi Barbie!
Hi Ken!
Hi Ken!
Hi Ken!
Hi Ken!
Hi Ken!
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi Barbie.
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 Hi Ken.
Hi Barbie.
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 Oh, hi, Alan.
When Gosling ran towards this giant plastic waves and like kind of bounces off and like flips through the air, we added a vocal imitated airy swish sound, kind of like a shoo.
It's so scary, like, as well, when Ryan does the stunt and the run into it, because it's just, like, selfies, and you're like, ah!
Can I come to your house tonight?
Sure. I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye.
First dance sequence, so we got the track from Mark Ronson, but it was just the music, no lyrics on it. And then what we did was we dressed in massive speakers around the space and really filled the stage. Like, everyone was, yeah, was booming. Yes.
One of the things about that sequence is that Greta, she remembered when the actors, when they were rehearsing, when one person is dancing, there's the group of them in the background, they would be cheering them on. So she wanted to reflect that so that we get a sense of camaraderie between all the Barbies and adds to the whole pleasant, friendly vibe of the land. We sprinkled some of these call outs and hollers and some cheers, just especially after they made a specific, you know, move. We also tried to add some dance foley in there. The way that the steps and the scrapes and the slides is so musical in a sense. It helps add support to play under the song.
We used in-ear monitors, and also we planted radio mics in the hair. We're able to capture all the clean sound, and it was a great collaborative moment between us, the sound, costume and makeup, to try and make it work.
Hi, Ken.
Good, Barbie.
Thanks, Ken. Oh, hi, Ken.
Hi.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Barbie.
Yes.
Hi, Barbie.
Yes.
Barbie.
What's up, Ken?
I would never wear heels if my feet were shaped this way. Hello?
Wolf.
Oh.
Mark. Wolf. Mark.
Hey. What's cooking, good looking?
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to my weird house.
Weird Barbie was really fun for us because we got to really play with the fact that she's this mangled and overplayed with Barbie, and her legs are stretched and broken into a split.
Weird Barbie's like first big split as she looks at Barbie's left foot is actually a used beat up Barbie toy. It was ironically literal.
Flat?
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Really?
Whoa.
Huh. Okay, well, can you, you know, fix them?
The overall environment of her house, it's much, much quieter than really anything else in Barbie Land. It's up on a hill, it's overlooking everything. She's sort of in this isolated space. And so we catch like a little bit of sounds every now and then from the distant Barbie Land, but it's pretty quiet, it's pretty isolated.
In every instance, there's several of these world travel montage in the film. In each instance, we kind of played it a little differently. The funny part about it is Tame Impala's original song with his lyrics, his vocals. In order to hear the vocals clearly, which is the main joke, we wanted to be more distinct. And with the sound design, we use shorter, distinct sounds to establish the beginning of each vehicle, say like a vroom vroom sound for the car and a dolphin chatter for the boat and sleigh bells for the ski mobile.
And so Barbie and Ken set off on their adventure to the real world.
Something's got to give, and I'm a little bit angry. Well,
I loved that Ryan does like little tiny different bits for each take. So what we did for that, we mic'd the guitar, radio mic'd him and also Margot and then all the other Kens as well, just capturing sort of a mixture of those, and then Greta had a lot to choose from. We just might feel good. I wanna push you around. Well,
it's just amazing to just see the response that it got. It was a surprise to me. We all thought this movie was going to be wildly successful, and I think everyone has their own expectations going into it, but when you watch it, it's a story kind of everybody can relate to it.
To go to a movie theater that's packed day and night, and everyone's like dressed up for it and like crying at the end, but like laughing throughout it. That's one of the fun moments for me about being in filmmaking, is to share it with the audience and to actually hear the reaction, even if it's like some minority, you know, it's like, oh wow, you know, that is for them.
You know, all the hard work you put in on set, all the hours, you know, the planning, everything, and getting to see all your hard work up on screen, and you realize, oh yeah, we did it, we made something really, really good.
It was such a pleasure working with Greta and Nick and Noah, and every day I go to work, I don't get tired of it. The songs would be such like earworms, you know, but in a good way. Like every time I see it, I watch it, I find something new.
The world, I think, needed Barbie after COVID and lockdown and everything, quoting Ken Sublime, you know.
It's a total spectacle of all departments of filmmaking, from visual effects to, I mean, obviously the casting and the performances are amazing. Sort of every aspect, the sound, the visuals, the music, like everything just comes together so well, and it's just such a nice, well-rounded movie that for everybody.